You're listening to the Sandspants Network.
Hi, Dad. Welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen for the first ever Spider-Man 4?
They're going to make it happen.
I remembered that this is filmed, and I removed one word from that sentence that I said. You're welcome, YouTube. Yeah, so, hey, guess what? Spider-Man 4, it's confirmed.
Yeah. First ever.
Mm-hmm. We did the trilogy, and then they're like, what if another?
Yeah. What if we do another trilogy? Oh, no, this one fell over before the third one.
Just two movies.
And now we've got three, mm-hmm. and they're doing a four. Mm-hmm. And it's got a release date. Of
Huge.
July 24, 2026,
yeah.
which means it's releasing in between Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars. So for people out there, straight off the bat, looking for a ground-level Spider-Man movie, I am sorry to report that
I do not think
it's going to be this.
So it's between Doomsday and Secret.
Mm-hmm.
No, it might. I think then that the last, like, they, you know, the very last, either post credits or maybe the last, like, I don't know, I want to say third, but it's kind of just like a shimmering light happens and Spidey chuffs off to Battle World where he goes and touches a black goo.
Yeah.
And the last thing we get in that moment is him being like, "Buh!" as the black suit gets onto him. And then we see Tom Holland, black suit Spidey. In Secret Wars.
So you reckon,
don't think he's going to be in Doomsday?
I don't.
I think that he is rumored to be the lead in Doomsday.
No, but as in, like, I don't think we're going to get, like...
So you think we're going to get Secret Wars?
No, Doomsday first.
Doomsday, where he gets the black Spider-Man suit.
No, I think he's going to get the black Spider-Man suit in the end of Spidey 4.
Okay.
And at the start of... he's there for Secret Wars. Or flip that. Where we're going to get it at the end of Doomsday, and then the Spidey 4 is all about the black suit.
But it's grounded.
Yeah.
Initially, so he comes back from space.
Okay. I guess we have some caveats.
Okay.
So if it is Doomsday, Spider-Man 4, where he gets the post credits where he gets the black suit, and then the black suit is for Secret Invasion.
Okay.
That's going to be grounded. But if it's Doomsday and the post credits of Doomsday is where, or is it called Doomsday? Can they do that?
Yeah, it's Doomsday, dude.
Doomsday? As in Superman's arch enemies who now apparently evolved so hard he became Master of Time or whatever? Doomsday?
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe it's Doomsday with a space between so they can get away with it. Okay, I don't know, dude.
It's the day of Doom.
I think it is.
Celebratory.
It's the day of Doom because he's come to battle to Secret World or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, right, if it happens where it's like in Doomsday where he gets the black suit, then that's not going to be a grounded movie.
No way in hell.
That'll be Spidey dealing with the black suit and whatever the hell is happening with the incursions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doomsday's happening.
Yeah.
They're talking about Doomsday. Okay, incursions are bullshit happening.
Uh-huh.
Incursions being when big one Earth is colliding with the other Earth, right? He's trying to stop that. Doom's trying to stop that.
Yeah.
Or Spider trying to stop, whatever. Spidey 4 is going to be, let's see here. Come on, brain, think.
So grounded Spider-Man.
So it's going to be a hard cut where maybe an incursion happened or something happened or about to happen.
Yeah.
And then we got like just Spider-Man around. No one knows who he is.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the black suit and he's just like trying to figure it out. And that's when another, like the towards the middle, another incursion happens.
In your grounded Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it starts grounded because that spider we're following is not from Doomsday. No.
I don't think you can start the movie grounded and then immediately have it not grounded and then claim it's a grounded Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. I think the only way to do it would be if, like...
The only way it works is if Doomsday isn't actually a massive movie. Like, as in, if it's mostly the introduction of Doom.
Doom, yeah, yeah.
But Doom does appear in Fantastic Four. So it's not going to be
but
the
if it's like,
of
if
Doom.
It's like Doom arrives
and presents itself as a threat.
I don't know why we're trying to make it a crowded movie. It's not going to be.
No, it really ain't.
And you also don't follow up a $2 billion movie with a grounded movie.
No, it's going to be No Way Home 2.
Yeah,
absolutely. It'll be no because that's also what Sony's been clamoring for this whole time.
Well, I'm glad you have brought a lot of Spideys, I think.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 4 Spideys.
Well, I'm glad you've brought up Sony because we're recording this on the Monday after the release of Venom 3 or Venom The Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the next couple of moments, there will be spoilers of Venom The Last Dance. Venom, at the conclusion of the film, is killed.
Eddie Brock, dude.
Eddie Brock alive, Venom dead. Has to sacrifice himself to destroy some guy.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And then, because Venom is dead, Null, in the mid-credit scene, which is also the only scene of the movie he's in, pops up and is like, without Venom and Eddie teamed up, the universe is no longer safe for me, Null.
Now I get my codex or whatever.
Yeah. But then in the post-credit scene, Venom's alive.
Oh, okay.
Doing what?
He's a cockroach.
Oh.
So a little bit, they've got a little bit of Venom symbiote in a jar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the movie, there's also a Venom cockroach. And then you see that jar broken.
And then,
there's a cockroach goes across. Yeah, like, Venom's still alive.
Okay. Venom's a cockroach.
Yeah. Cool. But then he'll just go back to Eddie, presumably.
Yes.
Do you reckon, like,
so there was a lot of speculation that this was going to set up an obvious tie into Spider-Man 4, and that is not the case.
So do you reckon, like, how when, say, Eddie Brock in the comics got the Venom suit or the symbiote off, say, Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and he got the big, like, spider, like, emblem, do you reckon that next time that Venom goes back to Eddie, he's going to get cockroach powers?
No. I think that he will look exactly the same, and I
ripped
think...
Ripped off.
Bullshit.
So Null, I guess, might be in Spider-Man 4, but I also don't think they're going
to
do that.
That would be crazy after Doomsday to introduce a second gigantic bad guy.
But Galactus is in Fantastic Four, which is the movie before Doomsday. Well, maybe every movie's just got the biggest guy imaginable in it now.
Yeah. I guess, though, but you can kind of imagine that working where Galactus is the main villain, but at the end of the movie, Doom has been set up, you know, by that. If at the end of Fantastic Four First Steps, Doom's like, and now I got the ultimate freaking nullifier.
Dude, from Galactus' Doom should not house. Fucking have that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's going to be like, you know, they set up Galactus. Galactus stop eating things, but then they make him stop eating things. And then Doom's like, you idiots, him eating things will stop and die.
Oh, that's true.
Why you got to do that for? Now it's up to me, Doom, to eat worlds.
I think that we shouldn't ever be in charge of making movies, but we're really good at being like, this is a bad idea.
Yes, we know what not to do.
Yeah.
But then when asked to do what they should do, we pitch
Doom
bad.
Eats the Earth.
Yeah.
Well, this is me pitching, I think, what they're going to do. I reckon they're going to be like...
You think Doom's going to eat the world?
No, he's going to destroy the worlds. I was being facetious.
I see, excuse me.
So, yes, Galactus in Fantastic Four is like, they're going to probably stop him eating Earth.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we did it. But then it's going to be like, oh, no. Him eating it was actually good for the multiverse as opposed to this universe because, we're realizing that the incursions are happening on Earth,
these
planets, and when Galactus doesn't eat them, oh no, a whole universe or two universes collapse.
Oh.
This is bad. And Doom is like, yeah, well then you leave it up to me to now.
I'll fix it.
To do the thing that you guys are, you know, too cowardly.
Or
they stop Galactus eating it, and then Doom like a big portal or whatever. Then Doom pops in and is like, right, we got to destroy this Earth because if not. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we're going to destroy this Earth because if not, incursion. And the Fantastic Four who are like, well, we can leave.
Yeah.
They chuff off
destroy
into
away.
I've, back into Doom's universe.
I got a couple of little bits of information that will help you because this is, you know, like when someone's wildly speculating and then you see something, you're like, oh, this will help him.
That keeps
happening every time you go on a tangent. I click on one page and it's like, oh, this will help Joel Zammett.
Okay, cool.
I can't interrupt. He's doing his own thing.
He's down his little mind palace.
Yeah.
It's all walls.
So we're getting to the point now where, because to tie it back into the Venom thing before, we found out that Null, even when Null appeared in a Venom trailer, it was pretty much confirmed before the movie even came out that that was a post-credit scene. And it's happened again with Fantastic Four. Robert Downey Jr. is expected to appear as Victor Von Doom, Dr. Doom, in a post-credit scene. Why are we doing this?
Okay.
Put it in the fucking movie.
Well, because
there's one fuck, two, three, fuck. Sorry, YouTube.
It's past the first 5 minutes. We're fine.
Can't see the other one. Getting yelled at for that.
So,
and another cool thing, Jackson, I think this part I think you'll like.
Yeah.
Producer, this is Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Producer Kevin Feige shared a clip of Galactus from the video game Fortnite Battle Royale with
like
the crew
this.
As a reference for how he wanted the character to be depicted in the film. Galactus in Fortnite is a big head that... Like, it's the comic book style Galactus.
Yeah, he's got the big crown.
The big crown, but his head's been blowed up and is just in the ocean with smoke coming out of it.
Give Dude. Me blowed up Galactus.
But
Kevin Feige, 2024. We have a big guy in the ocean.
In Fortnite, Doom killed Galactus, though.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but he's going to appear in a post-credit scene. So
I killed you.
You know who killed Galactus?
Me.
Well, what I keep thinking is, and correct me if I'm wrong, in the comics, the reason Galactus eats the planets is because he's eating the celestial babies.
Yeah, he's kind of, I'm pretty sure, isn't it to do with like a population control of the celestials?
Yeah, but in the MCU,
yes,
the babies are rock.
Yes.
That's like eating your hamburger, but it's of stone in the shape of a hamburger.
Because the Fantastic Four is happening in an alternate universe, right?
So that means
their baby isn't a rock.
That's
their
true.
Baby's still there.
There's no celestial, no...
No Kingo being no like, Kingo. I'm out.
No Kingo. That's what happens to a planet... You know, and when an MFA has no Kingo, this is what happens.
Well, according to Marvel.com,
yes.
Who is Galactus, the official Marvel guide?
I'm just reading that. It's very funny. It's very good.
Why does Galactus eat planets? Like any living being, Galactus consumes because he is hungry. Given the enormous power of, given
Sometimes
the enormous amount
up.
Of power cosmic coursing through his being, he must satiate himself with vast quantities of energy, hence devouring of entire planets and their life energy.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's the best motivation a villain's ever had.
Hungry. Yeah, him hungry.
Blob got the same thing, I think.
Yeah.
Like the Hammer movie monster, not the guy.
Makes sense.
Anyway, back to Spider-Man 4, the grounded MCU movie that everyone's wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it will be grounded.
No, I think you're probably right.
I'm guessing they're going to use... So we got some symbiote at the end of Venom... Who? Or is it in No Way Home? No, it's at the end of No Way Home.
Yeah.
There's a bit of symbiote in the MCU.
In the MCU, yeah.
You've got Null now being like, what up? I'm here to end the world because Venom ain't real now.
Yeah.
Even though he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be able to sense that. Anyway, then you're going to have this following Doomsday. I'm guessing Black Suit is introduced in this.
Yeah.
But also they'll use it to probably bring in the other two Spider-Men for Secret Wars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
It's really funny. So I was
Zendaya hasn't signed on yet either. Yeah. So it'd be funny if we do it without MJ. Like if we're just like, MJ and Ned, don't worry about them anymore.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They might do that, but it seems crazy to do, especially because cashing in on Zendaya and Tom Holland's real life romantic relationship is the type of thing that gets people talking and therefore makes money.
Plus, dude, people are clamoring for more Ned.
Mm. Yeah.
He's a wizard.
He's a wizard now.
How is the Hobgoblin going to become a wizard?
Oh, the Hobgoblin. That's so funny that, like, Ned, you know, obviously they it's very subtle, but, like, he does occasionally dress in colors that are reminiscent of the Hobgoblin, the villain that his character turns into in some of the comics. But, like, who would care? Like, in, say, a theoretical Spider-Man 5... After Doomsday and Secret Wars, and they're like, the villain of this one? Ned.
You know, when friends become enemies.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal.
I would love to see Ned get Goblin Madness.
Oh, me too, dude. Yeah. Goblin Madness is awesome.
So,
come for us all.
Spider-Man 4, it's directed by the Shang-Chi director, Destin Daniel Cretton. Development starts in mid-2025. That doesn't seem long enough to me to make a movie, but I might just be stupid. Tom Holland said that the script needs work, but is also done.
Okay.
But then he also...
Don't say that.
But then,
Tom, shut up, Tom. Tom, buddy.
But then
Tom,
he also said script. That the script really lit a fire in me, which is funny to say about a movie script you also have just said it's not good.
Yeah.
Zendaya and Tom Holland also apparently read it, got excited, and were jumping up and down in their house together.
Okay.
But Zendaya hasn't signed on. So
she's just really happy
is
for him?
Tom Holland just out here saying shit?
Yes. Absolutely he is.
Okay. What would get them
jumping up and down,
at least saying that? Black Suit, right? Got to be the symbiote.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing.
The only thing that, like,
and the Norman. Those are the two things that Spider-Man hasn't
Done yet. Green Goblin, a black suit. Mm. I saw a really interesting thing the other day where they were talking about the initial run of Venom and introducing Venom.
Yep.
And they were like, why Venom really works as a supervillain, or as a foil, say, for Spider-Man, is that Peter Parker, before he got the Spider-Man powers, he was weak, he was nerdy, and Flash Thompson, his bully, was physically more powerful than him.
Is Eddie Brock or Flash Thompson Venom?
Just Venom.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But Spider-Man's bully, as yes. Flash Thompson, when okay. he was just Peter Parker,
yes.
was a guy who was physically more powerful than him, more cool than him, had, you know, complete control over him, basically.
Yeah.
He was his bully.
Yes.
But then Peter Parker gets Spider-Man powers, and he's no longer this weak, nerdy, like, loser, and he's fighting the Green Goblin, whatever. But then Venom's introduced.
Mm.
Venom, who is physically more powerful than him, doesn't affect his Spidey sense, doesn't, you know, Spider-Man can't defeat him, and all of a sudden, Peter Parker is reduced back to him at his lowest point.
Okay, yeah.
Peter Parker, who has been elevated by Spider-Man, as Spider-Man, is reduced back to Peter Parker.
Yep.
Very interesting dynamic. Yep. Very gotcha. Cool. Very gotcha. Clever.
That's very cool.
The yeah. Venom that we get in the MCU...
Eddie!
Eddie! Eddie's in his fish tank!
Well, that's not in the MCU, Jackson. That's in the Sonyverse.
Yeah, which is part of the multiverse, which we've learned. Also,
yeah,
Venom goes to a casino in The Last Dance, and that's good.
That's really cool.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know that Mrs. Chen's there, though. I'm sure nice. She wins big. Oh,
that's good to hear.
What happens to the horse? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We'll go out. We'll have to be the difference between the 175 million dollars it has made so far, yeah. and the $200 million that Joker made.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to make that up.
Yeah, by going
to see Venom.
It's $60 Australian.
Yeah.
From these boys.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome. Yeah. But anyway, I just think it's very funny, and I think the MCU, this is just a problem it has, mm-hmm. where when it introduces characters from other dimensions,
yeah.
it introduces them without any of the backstory and build up that makes that dynamic interesting.
Although to have like that Venom. Can you say the MCU then, if they yeah. introduce that, but to kind of be like the Flash Thompson
oh, yeah,
of like the MCU.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was calling, you know, Peter
Penis
Parker. Parker.
Penis yeah, Parker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is I don't know how you make that a monster.
Well, yeah, no, because they really, I mean, it's been a while since I've watched Homecoming, but like
yeah.
Peter Parker's not like a loser, right?
He's
just kind of like a kind of.
He's a bit of an. Is he presented as an outcast somewhat?
I don't even remember.
In the debate.
He's awkward.
Like yeah. the is it the little like the math Olympics? Is that what he's doing?
No, that's Mean Girls. You're thinking of.
What's he? Is he in the debate squad?
He's got to go to
a group that him and MJ and Flash are all in.
He goes to a party at one point as Spider-Man. Or he's Spider-Man's to
aren't
the
they
party.
In, like.
Academic decathlon.
There we go. I kind of like a math Olympics.
Yeah, same thing, dude.
So the academic decathlon. They're in. He's in that, and he's kind of like, you know, Peter, you know, Penis Parker. But Flash Thompson is also in the,
yeah,
this, you know,
the, yeah,
the
absolutely.
Same, like, you know, group there.
Yeah.
So there's none of that weird jock the nerd.
No. It's not there at all.
Which, you know, kind of miss from those 80s.
You need the jock the nerd, dude. Bring it back.
They need to bring back Liz. Maybe they'll get him back with Liz from the first movie.
Wow. That was a cool dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, I am dating the daughter of Vulture. What a good...
Man, Homecoming is great.
No, and then it's like,
we got Liz and we got Michelle.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, oh, don't call me Michelle.
call me MJ.
Oh, my God.
Has MCU having their cake and eating it, too.
Well, then do
Michelle Jones Watson.
Michelle Joker. Do we think, then,
yep.
that Spider-Man 4, the villain, is going to be Venom? Is that what we're saying? Or the Venom symbiote?
No, it'll be... If they're gonna,
it'll be Ned?
It'll be Null and probably Norman.
I don't think Null.
I don't think it's going to be Null.
I reckon Null's going to be, don't worry about it. Because I think that's just Sony being like,
what if we could introduce a guy?
No, but okay.
I
so
know, like,
there is like a little bit of stuff going on here.
Damn.
So Tom Holland recently, and this negotiation was a lot less public than last time, Tom Holland's contract was up.
Okay.
Which means that he'd go back to Sony.
Okay.
So Sony had to sign another deal with Marvel recently.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you got the Marvel being like, you can't make superhero movies for less than $75 million anymore.
Stop making Drac.
Yeah.
Isn't it the one where it's like, and also if you release a movie, say like Kraven, we can also release a Kraven movie within 2 months or something like that.
It has to be after 2 months, but it can't be the same character. It can be the same cat. Sorry, the same character, but not the same actor.
Yes. So they could theoretically release MCU Kraven.
Yeah.
They could, or they could be like, all right, this week, Madam Web, but good is coming out.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
MCU, like if like Marvel was like, hey, we're really on the slate. We've got Madam Web, but good.
Fuck.
Nothing but respect.
Even if they were just like 2026, Madam Web, you'd be like, what movie?
Madam Web, but good.
Well, yeah,
that
of
needs
course.
To be the title.
Yeah, yeah. What would that look like? An MCU version of Madam Web, I think, would be far less interesting. I'll say it right now. Because it would just be normal bad. Not crazy bad, you know?
No, I reckon again, it all comes down to whoever's writing and directing.
Well, that's true. That's true. I can't imagine them bringing Null in simply because it would just feel so strange to have Doomsday, which is presumably going to be it's like an Avengers movie. So it's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an Avengers-level threat or whatever that presumably, if you're saying Spider-Man is like, or Tom Holland's taking the lead on that one, it's going to be a big event. Mm. And then no matter what, Spider-Man 4 is going to be smaller than that. Mm. So if you have Null as the villain again, it's like, it's the same thing. It feels
okay.
Here's
my theory.
Yeah.
This is going to work sort of like how Captain Marvel worked in between Endgame and Infinity War, except probably more so in the sense of it's going to be like a secret trilogy, basically.
Oh, okay.
I think that Doomsday will actually probably be a bit smaller than we think it's going to be, but Robert, it'll be just about Doom, so people will like it, like how Infinity War had a lot of Thanos stuff.
Okay.
And it'll probably not be the whole Avengers team coming back together. It'll be like five guys or whatever. Yeah. And then when Spider-Man rolls around the next one, it'll be dealing with some of the stuff from that. Not a direct continuation, but maybe it'll be obvious that the movies are kind of happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And then it won't seem like a huge step down if Spider-Man features Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, because they're still fucking guys. We're like,
oh. Yeah, yeah.
And then, especially if you're throwing in like a Charlie Cox and a fucking, fuck it, Tom Hardy.
People be like,
whoa, shit.
Well,
I'm jacking off my dick in the cinema.
Yeah, dude, I'm tugging my nuts.
Dude,
I'm joking.
Is that Topher Grace?
Into the Venomverse, dude. They could.
I'm trying to, so Fantastic Four's up first, right? That'll introduce us to Doom and all that. I do, because isn't it rumored? I don't know if we discussed this, but isn't it rumored that like the Fantastic Four of that universe that we are seeing are actually not native to that universe?
Oh, I don't know.
And so it's kind of like they are there; they're the heroes. It's this kind of like futuristic world, whatever. But they're like, you know, these big bombastic heroes of this world, but they are all secretly. I wish we were back in our universe.
I'd not heard that, but that's cool.
Like I've heard that somewhere, and so then like. You know, even though they're like, you know, we're protectors of this world, we kind of miss where we came from and we miss our family, even though, like, this is good and all. Yeah, we've made the best of the situation. But, if there was an exit, if there was a way out, that'd be great. So I still think, like, that, if that's the case,
maybe then
there's the whole, like, Galactus is there. They use that to kind of jump and ship and go whatever. Then we introduce the Doom. We get then Doomsday, which is maybe to do with the whole, like, you know, even though they're in the background, we're getting multiverse shit.
Yeah.
We really only focus on the MCU stuff. And then it ends with either the Spidey getting the black suit or like Tom Holland getting the black suit, which then will link into Spider-Man 4, which is now like, there's now multiple verses happening. We're actually seeing all those different universes and we're seeing like Spider-Man in those places. And then it's just Spidey doing Spidey shit. And then whatever
kind of like a Spider-Verse movie, basically. Yeah, okay.
And then that will then lead into, of course, Secret Invasion.
So
maybe my like broad strokes.
I think Null is going to pop up because the new deal that they signed kind of removed the walls of the universes, basically. Allegedly. Which meant that Venom could appear in MCU stuff. And Tom Holland Spider-Man could be the Spider-Man in the Sony thing, but I'm imagining that that's got way more. But then also, like, Marvel, the Spider-Man movies were a 50-50 split with Marvel and Sony, so maybe Marvel don't care if they just put Tom Holland in Drek.
But would that not damage, because isn't part of this new contract, they're like, we don't want to damage the brand of Spider-Man. And would not having Tom Holland appear in Madam Web 2 in some way damage the brand of Spider-Man in a very obvious way?
But if they have Tom Holland, does Madam Web happen?
Well, that's a good point, I suppose. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because they can actually use Spider-Man as opposed to just like whatever else they're doing.
Yeah.
But then also, why haven't they just used a different Spider-Man?
Yeah. Well, maybe because they've been waiting the whole time to get Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just any guy is new
Spider-Man.
Pick a guy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
what's
four.
His name? Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart. All
I started at the top of the list of actors in my brain Rolodex. Double A, baby.
Is it A E?
A A.
Is he Aaron Eckhart?
No, Aaron.
Aaron.
A A R O N.
Oh, I see. Like, odd fuck. Okay.
What? Yeah, like the traditional spelling of Aaron.
Okay. Is that? I don't know if that's traditional.
What do you mean?
What about A R O N?
That's not traditional.
That seems like the most obvious.
Aaron.
Aaron is a biblical name.
Yeah.
Double A?
Spelled with a double A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love that.
Aaron spelt with...
A-R-O-N. Like
Aaron.
That's how I would do it, dude.
Yeah, but that's like, it's a name, but I think...
Yeah. It's an alternate spelling of Aaron.
It's...
I mean, it's mountaineer or mount of strength.
Yeah, but look... It's an alternate spelling of Aaron with two A's, which is a prominent biblical figure in the Old Testament.
Yeah. What's the other A doing?
Just, I don't know, making it elongated. It was probably...
You think back in the day they were saying, hey, Aaron?
No, I think back in the day it was something like completely different, like, you know, in terms of like pronunciation. Because I'm guessing like...
I think that's a wasted A. Yeah, that's like, just my feeling.
Is this the first time you've ever clocked that Aaron is spelt with two A's?
No, I know that...
Do you have friends called Aaron?
I know there's a two-A Aaron, okay?
Yeah.
I just thought that the most basic Aaron would be the...
One A? Wrong.
The Aaron that everything else would come from. But that's okay.
No, I think like you think like AA would be like, you know, where that comes from and then like
why would I think that?
Because why would you make a name longer?
If I was spelling Aaron, this is how I'd spell it. A-R-O-N.
Yeah. But like why would you... But then why would you add an extra A?
I don't know. I don't know why they did that.
So you start off with the extra A, then you're going to shorten it.
I'm coming up with the name
Joel
Aaron.
Joel could probably be spelled J-O-L.
It really could be. It should.
It should be.
Yeah.
But it's a biblical name, so they haven't changed it.
Exactly.
But if someone rolls around with Joel, J-O-L, you're like,
oh, hello, Joel.
But you're like... You think that would be? You're like, oh, no, that's.
I'm just thinking
that's how it sounds.
Also,
in
like,
my
also
head.
Like the J sound is like kind of you know newer than it used to be like a Y sound, right?
Y'all
used to be called y'all.
I'm just thinking. Okay, I'm imagining I'm Bible
what about G O L? Is that how we should be saying Joel?
Goal.
Yeah,
goals are but
like,
goal
well, it's the same thing with like you know Sean.
No,
see, there's way too many ways to spell it.
I agree.
And I'm against them all.
I agree. Sean should be. How would you? This is
your name's Jackson, son of jackass motherfucker out here trying to make fun of Aaron for two
I should have Sean. An X. I should have an X.
What are you saying?
J-A-X-O-N?
Yeah, that would be the ideal way to spell my name.
Okay, so Sean, I reckon...
How are you spelling Sean? What's your...
My
what's
default
the
Sean?
Basic Sean?
See, I don't like the S-E-A-N.
Okay.
Like, I think it's the Irish way.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, it looks like scene.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not into it either. Way. Yeah, yeah.
Sean... I think it is a H.
Okay.
So S-H-A-U-N.
But then it looks like
Shahoon.
So I don't know. I guess S-H-A-U-N.
Okay.
It's to
I feel
me
like,
how you'd spell
to
Sean.
To me, that's the most basic Sean, too.
Yeah.
S-H-A-U-N. But or S-H-A-W-N could be two.
Why can that one be two?
Well, I prefer Sean.
No, Sean, if I'm going to be phonetic, S-H-A-W-N. There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean.
That's probably the best way to do it.
Again.
Because again, the U there makes me think it is now Shaun.
Shaun,
yeah. And I don't like that.
Shaun.
Like, we've gone from two different... You got Jacksoned real hard there, Zaman.
Yeah.
Because your argument was if a name spelt kind of...
Like longer.
Or like, then weirder, Sean spelled S-E-A-N is similar to how Aaron has two A's, but then Jackson twisted you around and you were trying to make the most basic spelling.
Yeah.
So now
your
team A-O-R-N.
I'm kind of like, you know, because he was thinking that the A-R-O-N was where the originator was.
Mm.
I'm saying that's like you start complicated and work your way down.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'm also then now moved on from that argument like, well, yeah, let's get rid of them and let's have like standards here. So get rid of Shaun, let's get rid of Sean, let's have just Sean.
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 Because
everyone should just be called
Yeah.
That sounds like it would get confusing.
Just about. Yeah, but it's simple. Just everyone's called A.
Hey,
A.
Everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Base of Speculation. I'm up, and I'm up.
And everyone's like listening at home. They're like, this is relatable because my name's up as well.
That's great.
We don't need names anymore. As a society, we've evolved past it.
I just think if I'm in biblical
we're
times.
We've got like heaps of names okay. now. It should be one.
Just How many names do you really need?
No, yeah, but I mean like even Arigan. Personally, like I got... First name, middle name, last name?
40.
Fucked up.
40 basic names?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's plenty.
And it's just one letter. But then that's only 26.
Yeah. What would you call yourself? You could pick any of it from the alphabet. Mm. I think I'd like to be Gah.
I reckon Buh.
Buh.
Yeah.
Gah.
Okay, so is Buh just B?
Yeah.
But then wouldn't it be B?
Buh.
Yeah, but we always say...
What about B-U?
This is how names start.
Yeah, see? Because if is A,
I'm walking... it's just a letter B for your name now. Buh.
And yeah.
I reckon I'll be... Wuh.
Can you do just a... This is a crazy sentence.
Uh-huh.
So obviously you say wuh. Really, what you're saying is W U H.
Uh-huh.
Can you just do W?
Hey, I'm nice to meet you.
You can't. No.
You can't just do W.
No, you can. You just can't. So, because you can't go up at the end. Because if you go whoa, it's just whoa.
This is a good pop culture podcast.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Let's get rid of, like Spider-Man 4. Yeah, what are they going to do? Who cares? Let's get rid of names.
Yeah, they go to a Tom universe where Peter Parker is
Puh.
Yeah.
Hey, Puh. Mild mannered Puh, Puh. Yeah.
Exactly. And then we've my got God. Super Scientist and his wife
Hello, Puh. I'm Mudra. And I love you.
We fixed
oh,
no.
Oh, no. God, no, no, it's. Oh, you thought he was simply just. Now he's. Thanks for that syrup.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's better this way.
Yeah, I think I agree, dude. Couldn't agree more about this. Fuck.
This is unrelated to Spider-Man 4, but there's two things that are currently burning me up alive. I need to bring them up, and I feel like baseless speculation is a great time to do it.
Yes.
Okay, so let's quickly baselessly speculate on this.
Okay.
Has Box Office Mojo on the 28th of October been hacked so that Kung Fu Panda 4 has grossed $8 billion, or was it an overnight success?
I reckon success.
I think people really finally, they saw what that movie was worth.
Mm. Let's
see if Kung Fu Panda 4.
Let's see if Kung Fu Panda 4, if the whoever has hacked it has done put stuff in the hard yards and also
Kung Fu Panda 4. Mm. Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda
felt
4.
Felt like I said it wrong.
Yeah, Kung well, Fu- here. Ka, fa, pa.
Okay. Ka, fa, pa, fa. Dude, I like ka, fa, fa.
Yeah. I prefer ka, fa, fa.
Kappa pa, kappa pa ta, kappa pa ta, kappa pa, kappa pa fa.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do kappa pa fa.
I'd be really excited for that.
Yeah, really. They really hit new grounds in kappa pa fa. I can't wait to see what they're doing in kappa pa fa.
It's gonna be really good, dude. It's gonna be really good.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I heard that people were like, it's really doesn't get what Kung Fu Panda is all about. So I didn't.
Oh, well, maybe that's the secret success.
not to understand.
Kung Fu Panda sucks, dude. You got to do it good.
They haven't updated the Wikipedia. So it turns out that it actually only made $500 million worldwide.
That's disappointing.
Not 8.7 billion.
I'd be happy with it.
Yeah. Also, another thing that I wanted to address last week and. Unfortunately, I couldn't find a natural way to tie in, so I'm just cramming it in now. The afterlife isn't real. We had that confirmed to us by famous actor Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's come out recently in 2020, he got COVID so bad that made him so dehydrated that he briefly died.
Yeah.
His quote, "I was sitting there at my house and I was gone, like that." He also was snapping his fingers when he was like that.
That's awesome.
I didn't
That's
have a so pulse. Awesome. In a matter of minutes, I guess, or whatever it took, they were there, he added. I had about 6 paramedics in that living room, and there was 2 doctors, and they had these outfits that looked like they were from outer space or something. when he regained consciousness, he recalled, "It was kind of shocking to open your eyes and to see that. I opened my eyes and everyone was around me. That's the first time that's ever happened." He said that the first thing he heard was one of the medical practitioners saying, "He's back. He's here." The Oscar winner then told the New York Times that he didn't see a white light or anything.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there after death.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
And then, he paused and apparently he experienced some existential reflection. And then he said, "As Hamlet says, to be or not to be, the undiscovered country from whom's born, no traveler returns." And then he said 2 words, "No more." It was no more. You're gone. I'd never thought about that in all my life. And then they were like, "Whoa,
that's huge.
Al Pacino, the afterlife's not real, and you died, and now you're alive again. Did that brush with a death change how you live?" And he replied, "Not at all."
Fuck, man. Well, damn. That's a real bummer.
Yeah.
But people expecting an afterlife, like a heaven
or something. Al Pacino's being there, there's nothing.
There's nothing, dude. You die, that's it. Lights out.
See, to me, if you want to look at the optimistic way of this, and if you still want to believe in an afterlife, I was like, well, of course you didn't see an afterlife because, you're alive still.
Oh, that's true. You didn't die.
Which is kind of very funny because Al Pacino's experience of, life... or like the lack of there being anything after death, is 100% the same as if you've ever read a wonderful comic book by Mark Millar called Wanted. Mr. Rictus, I believe, or Rictus, whatever the villain is, the main villain. It's why he went villain mode. He was like, "I died briefly and there's nothing there, so now I'm going to kill everybody."
Well, we're lucky that Al Pacino just came back and was like, "I'm not going to change the way I live."
Yeah, Al Pacino was just like, "Who cares?" And then he had a kid 3 years after that.
That's crazy. I mean... like, right now, I'm not necessarily expecting an afterlife, you know?
Yeah.
So, if, I found
out... But would it bother you if at age 81 you died briefly and were resuscitated?
I think it would bother me. Yeah. Because I would be like, I'm not expecting... So, here's the thing, fellas. I'm not expecting an afterlife.
Mm.
But I wouldn't mind one. You know?
What if it's good?
I'm not saying no. If I die and there's the pearly gates of heaven, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to enjoy it. You know, but I don't expect one. But to find out there wasn't one as a guarantee, be a bit of a bummer. But I don't know. What are you going to do? How are you going to change your life? You know?
I mean, you're 81. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, does this calm you a little bit? Because this is what he said to the reporter.
Spend more time with his, infant child.
You're here. You're not. I thought, wow, you don't even have your memories. You have nothing. Strange porridge.
Strange porridge.
Strange porridge.
Strange porridge. It is a strange porridge, Al Pacino. You're very correct on that, actually. Strangest porridge that there could be.
Yeah.
Wow. No afterlife. Crazy.
Then you're gone. I never thought about it in my life. But then he did say, "Oh, no, you know what? Maybe it did change me because now I'm starring in a movie adaptation of King Lear. So maybe the experience had a metaphysical effect.
All right.
Okay, whatever, okay. Man.
Well.
Al Pacino rocks.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just look at all the bad things he's done.
Oh, no. Honey.
Well, Appa, we're very sorry you died briefly, but thank you for the
Appa-cha.
I guess he's two syllables.
Appa-cha.
Appa-cha. He's famous, so you're allowed an extra syllable.
See, I keep getting closer just making names again.
See, that's the problem.
I got to be really careful. Yeah. He should just be
Yeah.
Well,
Appa. Appa.
See, but you're giving him a surname.
Yeah, good point.
Should be Yeah. You're not Jaza.
Jada.
Jada.
Jada sounds heaps like Chowda.
Yeah.
Jada.
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 What's that from?
That's a strange porridge, a Chowda.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Okay.
Maybe I should rebrand as one of those guys that just relates to everyone by just quoting The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And doesn't really have their own sense of humor. They just say Simpsons quotes.
Say one at me right now. Let's see how it works.
Don't have a cow, man.
You picked such a basic one. Come on.
Yeah.
Try a little harder, dude.
Yeah.
Try a little freaking harder in this life.
Yeah. They should call the book Johnny Deformed.
Okay. You have related to me. It's worked. Okay.
Okay. How was that for a more obscure reference?
I liked it. It was good. Yeah, it's a good line. Yeah. It was funny.
All for Silas? All for Silas.
Oh, that's good, too.
So. We do.
Yeah, less obscure.
Less obscure. Not really what you call a quote, but still good.
Yeah, yeah. Good fan.
Come Bart.
On. You say bought or bought? Both Bart. Are acceptable.
Bart.
Bought. Come Bart. On, bought, my boy. There's the number plate for you or whatever.
Yes, yeah, about right.
Close enough. Yeah. I think you've got a bright future in this career, dude.
Yeah.
He's a guy who says Simpsons quotes quite wrong.
All right. So I guess, yes.
Back to Spider-Man 4.
Yeah. So, do we think any of it is going to be grounded, or is it going to be a continuation of what we're seeing in, like, The Secret Invasion? And do you think it's going to be the introduction of the Black Spidey suit, or is it going to be, like, say, we're going to get, you know, Tobey Maguire and Andy Garfield never actually went Black
suit? No, he never did.
He's also never fought aliens, which was a plot point in the first... in No Way Home.
Okay.
But that will change.
So before I got distracted by myself.
Yeah.
So we think maybe the plot of that Spider-Man 4 might be, it's kind of like, you know, there is a bunch of Spider-Man. Maybe it's like a mini battle world where it's just, you know, Spideys.
Mm.
And it's just like a bunch of them maybe have like, you know, the black Spidey suit, the symbiote suit. And this is where Tom Holland doesn't. And this is where he gets that suit. Or do you think he's going to get the suit, say, in Doomsday, and then it's going to be like an exploration of what that means for this Spidey to have the symbiote, which will then kick off into
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Show me these apples.
Yeah.
He dies at the end of Doomsday.
Whoa, huge.
Stabbed or...
Again? Disappeared?
No, like just like killed. Full on just killed. Full like on, it has to be, it'll have to either be a stab wound or stab wound or like a blast, so he has a visible hole.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Then the Venom cockroach fix him.
And
then the start of Spider-Man 4, he's already got the black suit, and he's coming to terms with the fact that he died briefly. I could have tied it in there! And the afterlife isn't real, and now he's a symbiote Spider-Man, and he doesn't know what to do.
I could see...
And he's 84 years old and raising a one-year-old son.
Or
daughter, can't remember.
Played by Al Pacino.
The Spider-Man suit, the black suit, made me like this. I could see that being the lead-in. And then because I think you are this is going to become like a Spider-Verse type sort of movie and story. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised he gets the black suit and then we get Andrew Garfield Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man and also a bunch of other Spider-Men coming in and being like, it's bad to have the suit. You know, you're going to change. It's evil. Look what it does to Spider-Man or whatever.
That's why I think it has to kill him.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens in spoilers for the video game Spider-Man 2. But if you were going to play, you've already played it.
Yep.
Peter Parker gets killed in that and the Venom heals him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, so he gets
because then you can't be like take the suit off away. You can't just have Tobey Maguire be like,
sure.
Hey, Tobey Maguire's like, that's Venom. I've killed that man before. He's gonna make you crazy and hit your girlfriend.
Yeah, but what about this to tie in Null? Yeah. So the other and make it like a Spider-Verse movie. The other Spider-Man are like, hey, and maybe some. It is a bit of Venom-verse, and we do get some other Venoms or whatever. And they're like, hey,
okay,
that's gonna send Null to your dimension.
Yeah.
Take it off, and he's like, but I can't, I'll fucking die. And then Null comes and...
Yeah, I'm thinking as well, if we are going to, if they are going to do Null, which, you know, I was surprised that it's actually called Null and not Canal, like
I've always
thought.
Been calling him Canal, but
like,
that's
there's
fine.
There's a K right there. Yeah, how was I to know it was silent?
Yeah.
We'll come back to names
exactly.
again. If he was simply just a noise, just, he would have been
N.
And then I understand what N is.
You'd be spelling that with a K, as in literally just the letter K.
Well, if it was spelled with the letter K, it's a K.
K. Yeah.
And then I would be, you know, I'd be vindicated. But yeah, it's not.
It's no.
So, so they're like, you know, Doomsday, whatever, he's dealing with incursions. Again, gets the, like, you know, something might happen. Maybe he gets shot with a big hole in his chest.
Yeah. Yep.
Spider-Man gets, like, you know, either the symbiote from the cockroach or a symbiote where that was, like, in the bar. Like, doing biz.
That
and then,
bar, I believe, is also in Venom again.
Yeah, I think it opens with that, but then there's stuff removed from it, too, I've heard.
Huh.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So Tom Holland gets all venomed up to make him all healed. And then the second one, in Spider-Man 4, sorry.
Yeah.
That's less about dealing with what's going to happen with the incursions or whatever. It's just more now, oh, well, now, like, we're dealing with Null.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, yeah, Null is going to become a threat now.
Yep.
We've got so many, you know, world-ending events right now, but because of the incursion and all this kind of stuff, which means that Null is a threat to a universe, but because of this, like, you know, the barriers between the universe are thin, he's actually now a threat to the multiverse. So we need to stop him. But because of you've got this Venom thing, and that Venom is from that universe, that Null is coming. You don't have a Null in your universe, but there is one in this, and then we need to stop it. And so it becomes this kind of like, I guess, what they did with Carnage in the comics, which was all about trying to get the codexes, which I think is what happens in Venom 3, trying to get all the codexes because that'll make them the big, powerful.
How about
doing
this?
All that resolves, and then we get to break the world or whatever.
What about instead of Null? Maybe what they're actually going to do is make Null Venom, the Sony Spider-Man universe cinematic movies of Spider-Man are associated with Marvel but not Marvel Productions movies. If they're making Null their Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Serkis, he's a guy.
Yeah.
Golem.
Oh, he plays...
Null. He's Null. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So maybe...
Did he direct the film?
He directed the second one.
Okay.
Let There Be Carnage. And let me tell you, not a lot of carnage. I mean, there's a lot of carnage the guy, but would I say that it...
Was carnage?
Yeah.
There's a lot of carnage, the action.
No, it's very much, I want to check my phone whilst watching this movie.
That's no good.
So they could treat him as like Thanos, or maybe he doesn't pop up in Spider-Man 4, but then he's the coming to Earth in, like, I don't know.
I
almost called him, Roman, but that's Al Pacino's toddler's name.
You're thinking Craven.
Well, he doesn't come in Craven, but like that universe is building towards fighting Null.
Yeah.
They've made 3 Venom movies with the death of Venom. Spoilers, I know whoops.
Yeah.
He's back. He's not actually dead. Surprise.
Yeah.
Like if they, because they're going to bring Venom back, presumably. So if maybe it's all just going to come into a big event. They're like really falling over themselves to get to this big.
I guess it could be
very strange to have like this, what it would arguably Morbius. Be their idea of the Sinister Six fighting Null.
But that's it'll be Morbius, Vulture, Venom.
Old man. Not an old man, but a goo.
Who is this awesome superhero called Old Man?
Leto, old guy.
Oh, right. I see what you mean. It is a lot of old man.
Jared Leto is not that old.
He's like in his 50s.
Something, right?
Yeah. He's probably 55.
Okay. Vampire. Old Bird.
Madam Web.
Madam Web set in the 90s.
No. Old Woman.
Old Woman.
It'll probably be the Spider.
Oh, that's right. Ladies. Led by a blind old lady.
If Sony hit the jackpot here.
Yeah.
Face of Tiger, you just hit the jackpot, et cetera.
References.
I got them.
You're across it, dude. You're Johnny Comics.
If they have good contracts and a legal team that means that when you're signing people on, it's for more than one movie, they will be should be full steam ahead on a Sydney Sweeney Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. True, true, true.
You got Sydney Sweeney at the right time before she, like, blew up.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Put her in another fucking movie.
I reckon they're just so scared by all of the yeah. the Marvel contract shit that they're like,
maybe we don't. Maybe we don't. And then, like, yeah, 2 weeks later, the MCU puts out, like, you know, yeah, our Spider Woman, yeah. but
hey, we've got her too, kind of. So, yeah. She's kind of one of our guys too.
She doesn't have Sydney Sweeney doesn't have heaps going on at the moment. She just got really like ripped for a film.
That's awesome. She's probably perfect to go in a superhero movie then. Mm-hmm. To be honest,
again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, again. This time, good.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go. All the
maybe Sydney Sweeney's in Spider-Man yeah, 4, and yeah. they're just like fuck it, yeah. crossovers with characters that you don't. Because here's the thing, Marvel's yeah. learnt that. Hey, if you bring back guys that you hated in the past, you're just excited
you
to see a guy.
Now, yeah.
yeah, yeah. Oh, and plus then we'll get Adam Scott.
Oh, yeah.
His Uncle Ben. Maybe he's the Uncle Ben that we get the secret shot or whatever.
True.
Hit by a car, maybe.
That would be yeah. insane if in Spider-Man 4 there's no reference to the Sonyverse yeah, anywhere yeah, yeah, except yeah. that there's a flashback to Uncle Ben getting shot and it's Adam Scott.
Yeah. yeah.
Just like they look at Tom Holland and Tom Holland has a bit of a think.
Yeah.
And there's Adam Scott just, ooh,
oh, my guts. So you yeah. get shot in the guts.
Yeah. yeah. Like, oh. And yeah, the event was that Spider-Man could have webbed him up but was scared.
yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. Yeah,
he was
yeah.
Spider-Man at the time?
Yeah. yeah. Dude, he was like, oh, my God, Spider-Man,
web me up.
Web my guns back together. He's like, oh.
With great guts comes good webbing.
I'm dead. You killed me. Yeah. You killed me, you son of a bitch.
The new
I hated your mother.
The new Sydney Sweeney movie where she got ripped for yeah. it is directed by the guy who made Animal Kingdom and the Rover. So maybe they can bring the Rover or someone from Animal Kingdom into the MCU as well.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh,
we're making
ideas.
Movies, baby, and memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my theory is that it is going to be at the end of Doomsday, Peter Parker gets the black suit, and then he goes into in Spider-Man 4. It's a Spider-Verse movie where all of the Spider-Men that we've come to know and love from all the different movies. And probably they'll have to figure out some new ones, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
They come into that movie and they say, hey, man, you can't have that black suit because Null's going to get you.
Yep.
And then they have a Spider-Verse adventure against Null.
Yeah.
And
it could just be like, a, you know, yeah, again, like the Spider-Verse, like the 2, I guess, the
yeah.
film, where it's Spidey, you know, 2099 coming in being like, this is a canon event, stop it. But like something similar of that, like a Spider Society coming in and being like, what you've done now, because that's symbiote, because if it is like, you know, from a different dimension, that's now a beacon.
Yeah.
Null is powerful. We don't want that Null to come into this universe and teaming up with that, your Null.
Absolutely.
Or like whatever the hell it is.
You could honestly.
There's too many Nulls right now. Now, stop it. You got to give me the suit.
What about this? Frickin' Tom Hardy's Venom is like, I need all the codexes.
Yeah.
And you've got a Venom on you. So I've got to come, and it's a Spider-Man v. Venom movie.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that because I'm fairly sure Venom's whole thing was he wanted to destroy the codex.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. Okay.
Well, whatever. Yeah. I still think Tom Hardy's Venom's probably going to be in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like you're running out of cameos that people are going to care about in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And I think you can only do Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield so many times before people are like, that's not new anymore. I don't care.
Mm.
So you got to...
Or they just like get, I don't know, Willem Dafoe and they slap a symbiote on him and they look, it's Bobo Venom.
That's true. And Willem Dafoe doesn't have, he can just record his voice. He can be there for 2 scenes.
Yeah.
You know. Screen cap his face and be like, look, and that's been venomized.
Yeah, exactly.
Spooky.
It's Venom Goblin.
Well, okay, let's find out how much stuff has Willem Dafoe got going on at the moment. Can he do another Spider-Man movie where he'll get all the money in the world?
You got him for a weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get him for one afternoon. Use AI scan his face or whatever. Fucking
exactly. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Yeah. CGI. In fact, we're gonna use like.
Whoa, he's doing a lot of movies.
Yeah, footage from like I don't know, the unused from No Way Home. We're gonna just shoehorn that in. There we go.
There you go. Yeah,
thanks,
whatever.
Thanks, Willem. Here's some money.
Thanks for being a box.
On the amount of movies that Willem Dafoe is doing of recent. My boy needs some money.
Yeah.
And what a perfect way to get money.
Yeah,
starring
exactly.
in your very own Spider-Man 4.
He's in the Robert Eggers Nosferatu film, which makes sense because Robert Eggers love each other.
That's nice.
He's in the fantasy adventure film The Legend of Ochi.
Okay.
Which stars...
Oh, that looks cool. Yeah, I saw a trailer for that.
It stars Stranger Things guy.
Yeah. Stars.
Girl from System Crusher. That's a fucked up movie.
Okay.
And Emily Watson.
Looks cool.
Famous person.
Nice.
Is that Yoda?
No. Nah. I don't reckon.
And then he's also in another movie called The Man in My Basement and another and the new Wes Anderson film.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, he could be in Spider-Man too.
Yeah. Cool. He's in Saturday Night, the SNL movie. What's he doing in there?
The thing about him is he'll kind of be in any movie. You know what I mean? He doesn't seem like judicious with what he picks.
Hey, man. Acting is a job.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, I want to do this thing because maybe it's artistic integrity.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to own a house.
Yeah, I'd like to buy a new super yacht or whatever.
Oh, he's in Justice League as well. I forgot about that.
Who the hell is he in Justice League?
Volko.
Yeah, the guy, he's a water boy.
He's Volko.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's like
He is Volko.
Yeah, he's like the dude from the water who's like, I know your dad or mom.
He's like the water king. Isn't he also in the Aquaman movies, too?
Yeah.
That's not, crazy.
See, he's like an advisor to the water queen.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Movies are cool.
So many movies recently.
Yeah.
He's in the Death Note movie.
Really? Does he play the
Does he play the book?
Yeah.
He plays the monster.
Oh yeah. That makes more sense than the book. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Willem Dafoe confirmed because our boy needs money.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to buy another house. What's his net worth?
He'd be being in movies, dude. He's probably worth more than me. Yeah.
$40 million.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually less than I thought.
Yeah, me too. That is more than me, though.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
Yeah.
And it's $100 million more than Edward Norton. Sucks.
No, $100 million less than...
Oh, whoa, no. What the hell?
Norton doing all right.
Norton's doing great.
Willem Dafoe worth $40 million. Edward Norton worth $300 million. Wes Anderson? $50 million. Well, that makes sense. He's directing a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Oh, Wilson, something worth $70
million. You want to be in a world of Wes Anderson's, you want to be Edward Norton.
Luke Wilson is allegedly worth more money than Willem Dafoe.
Well, maybe he made good business decisions. I don't know.
Okay, good. Andrew Wilson's net worth is only $2 million, and all is right in the world once more. Spider-Man 4 is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Venom 4 that they inevitably are going to make. It's going to be great. Null's coming. Spider-Man 4 is not going to be grounded.
Yeah.
Doomsday and Secret Wars, they're coming up real fast. But also looking at the release date of Secret Wars and seeing 2027 makes me feel like that movie is so far in the future for me that...
Mm-hmm. Might as well not be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you think that, you know, maybe, like, I got an idea of how they could make a grounded Spider-Man 4, well, let us know, and you can let us know by emailing us in at the wonderful email address that I'm definitely remember that I'm not just pulling up and vamping for time to be like, why isn't it there on my left? bsboyspod@gmail.com. That's right. It's
bsboyspod@gmail.com,
where you can be like, hey, I got a brilliant idea of a very grounded Spider-Man 4 after the events of
Doomsday. This is how we can do a grounded movie in between two absolutely not grounded movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can ask us any kind of wonderful question, like we're Thomas here,
books, dude.
Who's like, hi, BS boys.
What did you say to me, Thomas?
I'll kill you. Which of the people who has been on the Plumbing the Death Star podcast do you think would give you the best haircut? This also includes the people
you are sad
next to. Okay. Best haircut.
Best haircut.
Now,
I've seen Cass cut her hair multiple times. No, she's usually happy with the results.
Okay.
But she does cut her hair, then immediately cut her hair again, and then maybe cut her hair a third and fourth time and progressively get less and less happy with her work. So Cass.
Yeah, I was going to say, to cut one's hair, I feel like you need to have a plan going
in.
And she's not a plan.
You can't freestyle it.
Zoe cuts their own hair sometimes, I think.
Works out for them. I want to say Matt Stewart, because I think he'd have just such a good time. You know, I think you just have a blast getting in there. And like, he wouldn't know what he was doing, but you just have like a good time.
I'm picking Dan Schreiber, mostly to remind you that QI's very own Dan Schreiber listens to Plumbing the Death Star. And by QI, I mean QI's podcast is no such thing as a fish.
Yeah,
shout out Dan Schreiber.
He'd cut my hair, I reckon.
Yeah, he'd do it great, dude. He'd be shocked at the request, but then I think he'd get into it.
Yeah.
You know?
I might also think of like another Dugo Warner.
Yeah, okay.
Dave Warnke.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I think he's got steady hands.
Yeah, he does have steady hands.
I don't know. No, I don't know this about Dave. I don't know. I'm just going to make this like this little bold speculation.
Can imagine Dave, this little steady hand Dave.
But I think he'd be very good at cricket. And I think he'd be a good wicketkeeper.
Interesting.
And for some reason, I'm like, steady hands. Yeah. And for some reason, I'm like, that will cut my hair good.
Interesting.
Like most wicketkeepers, I feel.
Adam Gilchrist would give one hell of a haircut.
Who was before him? Ian
Healy?
Healy?
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah.
Incredible haircut.
Incredible haircut. Oh, yeah. Every single one. If you're a wicketkeeper.
Shane Warne is my dream plumbing the Death Star guest.
Alas, we have to do a seance. Unfortunately.
We were too slow.
There is no afterlife, though, so yeah.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
He's just gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
That is really, really
it's
sad.
It's a real bummer, dude.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Maybe the married couple from Funhouse as well. Again, just a reminder that they did plumbing the Death Star.
Are you getting a duo cut?
Yeah. They can have one side each.
Seems dangerous.
James and Elise.
Seems like a dangerous way to get your hair cut, but who might have judged, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's because I reckon this will be the last question from Michael, who has asked.
Like Mike.
But you did also, for some reason, not like sign off Michael. You signed off Sir Leopold.
Okay.
How do puppets work in Toy Story? Will this be addressed in Toy Story 5?
Yes.
They're the same.
Exactly the same.
It's just like a toy.
You know, so Puppet Master works in the same way that, like, picking up an unconscious body works. You can do it.
You're just manipulating a guy. I would have been like, you know, in Toy Story, you pick up an action figure. I don't think he was referring to how people use puppets
if they're alive. Okay,
so, you know, you pick up a toy.
Oh, yeah, and play with it.
Look, I'm going to pick up our Aquaman toy.
Oh, yeah,
toy,
and toys
and
like
I
it.
And play with it.
Sir Leopold, Leo,
and then
Bobby.
Like, you know, yeah. And then
did you watch the movie?
Then I close my eyes and I go away, and he's like, pops up. He's like, ooh,
I love getting played.
Yeah, he does love getting played.
Instead of me just playing around with, you know, imagine I had strings.
Yeah.
Same concept, right?
Puppets are just literally toys
with extra strings.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Same with hand puppets as well.
Yeah.
I guess disregard the unconscious body thing because toys like being played with.
Isn't that every toy? It's kind of like a picking up an unconscious body.
Yeah. I think a hand puppet would be a really scary puppet to see alive because it would crawl.
Mm.
It's kind of like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Would it try and get something in it so that it could, like, have
sit
some
up.
Structure?
I reckon it would team up with a ball. Sit on a ball so it could bounce.
Yeah. Because the ball can't communicate, which is sad for the ball.
Yeah, ball have no
actually,
mouth.
You know, balls aren't alive.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a ball, yet I must scream.
I mean, if I was a puppet, you'd go with, like, sorry, hand puppet.
Yeah.
You'd kind of go, like, the Venom route, where you'd try and symbiote
onto another teddy bear or something that must be right size.
Or, like, just Woody, you know? You just, like, engulf him. And so, you know, like, now move me. I want to see what's in the fridge.
Scary.
Woody! I want to eat the head, Woody!
I don't like
Venom. Loves to eat heads.
Yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, that's scary—a puppet and a toy trying to eat heads.
Yeah.
But also, coming home to my fridge opener and a hand puppet trying to eat my sausages.
Yeah.
Unsettling.
Just a hand puppet on Woody looking at the fridge, being like,
"That's more unsettling." Because I'm like, he doesn't know what to do, but he knows he wants to do something.
Mm.
Sausages are good, though. Yeah. I must agree.
Looking at a grape.
Mm.
I don't understand. Woody, what is this? I can't see. You're
Woody doesn't
eyes.
Know what grapes are either.
Woody knows what grapes are.
Why? Why would he know?
Why would he know what a grape is?
Well,
grapes aren't going to come up and play, and he's not allowed in the kitchen.
Yeah. Toys, there's like fruit baskets and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
true.
A toy grape?
Yeah, there's toy grapes. Dollhouses have food.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, oh, what'd you get for Christmas?
In fact, a thing of
a toy grape.
Like a thing of grapes. Sucks. Like a grapevine is like a classic toy. Like when you're just putting random food items
to make a toy fruit bowl look right.
Oh,
you
sweet! I got a toy fruit bowl.
No, it's an accessory.
I can't wait to play with my toy fruit.
Kids are fucked. Like they'll get an oven and be like, "This is the fucking best day of my life, brother." Every house has an oven.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
Grow up.
They're trying.
Yeah.
In fact, they're trying to do it early, dude. Doing. Yeah.
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 Okay. I concede Woody probably knows what a grape is.
Yeah. Woody would know what most foods are.
But how does a grape know what it is?
What do you mean, how's a grape know what it is?
Sentient or alive.
Like it's the ball situation.
So when Woody, if the grape.
If the toy doesn't have a face,
it's not alive.
Not alive. Yeah.
Wait, Woody, the toy grape or the. Or the or a
well,
grape
a real grape is alive
yeah,
in
but,
a way,
but it, yeah, but a real grape don't know.
But don't worry about real grapes.
Oh, we're talking about toy grape.
Woody the doll.
Woody the doll. I'm here.
He's sitting, chilling out with the other toys.
Yep.
It's Christmas time. Say somebody's got a toy grapes.
Yep.
Yeah.
The kids leave. what he looks at that. How does he go, oh, that's grapes?
I think
he probably goes,
says,
what the hell is that?
Well, toys all...
What is a toy grape?
What the fuck is this?
Well, the toy grape can't speak because it's got no mouth.
It's not real. It's not alive.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
also,
grapes.
Woody, the toys constantly show that they just have... like a full awareness of the fact that they are toys and they know what real life things are.
Yeah,
like
I
know what a fucking car is and how the car works.
Looking out the window, and also probably because Woody gets put in a toy car and driven around, and the little kid says, "Woody's in a toy car right now."
Yeah.
Well, so
yeah,
maybe when the kid's like, "Woody, eat these grapes," he in his head lying there is like, "Oh, they're grapes."
They fucking.
But he doesn't know what grapes are. He just knows what they're called.
Yeah.
He watched TV and shit.
He probably would have seen grapes on, if he's seen grapes on TV and he looks at the grapes in the ground, he goes, oh.
Also a lot of toys,
that's grapes.
Yeah, like Woody knows grapes. I will die on this hill.
I don't know. I think he has to be taught grapes.
Woody comes out of the box knowing grapes. Because Woody from Woody's Roundup probably knows grapes.
Okay.
There's no grapes in cowboy times.
Well, if you're a
Why
kid
not?
And you got a lunchbox.
Hard to get him out there on the frontier. Yeah.
Put Woody in a lunchbox. Maybe there's a handful of grapes in there.
But he's not going to know the grapes. He's just going to be like, what are these balls?
Yeah, I guess.
He doesn't know what grapes
eventually...
are.
Grapes.
Who's
made it...
telling him?
Grapes made it to America in 1692.
To the frontier? Or on the hoity-toity, hoi-poi east coast?
I said 1692, but actually it's 1629. And yeah, because grapes make wine!
The wine probably made it to the west.
Yeah, but wine grapes!
Woody knows what wine
Woody
is.
Woody know what wine is?
Well, they're not showing wine in Woody's Roundup.
I don't know. I don't think Woody knows what wine is.
Woody might know what whiskey is. He probably knows what a bar is, but he doesn't know what you do there.
I don't know if he knows what whiskey is, depending on where how accurate their cowboys are.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like, give me a shot of milk or whatever?
Yeah, that's true.
Know?
Yeah, it's a kid's show.
It's a kid's show.
They're not showing wine in a kid's
show. Or whiskey.
Show. Yeah.
He has
know what
a
wine
gun.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woody's Roundup is one of those old TV shows where anything goes.
You think they're showing Woody getting loaded? Shooting off his little toy pistol?
Doesn't he get drunk in... Oh, no, Buzz gets drunk.
Buzz gets drunk.
Buzz knows what
Buzz
wine
knows what wine
but
is.
Only through experimentation.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably didn't know what it was first.
I will die, go to my grave.
Yeah, he's got Buzz's future knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows what future drinks are.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know what wine is either. He knows what space wine
Holy
is.
Holy shit, Woody's Roundup shirt from 1949 to 1957. That's way older than I thought it was.
Yeah.
They're drinking in Woody's Roundup if that's when it's on TV. Mickey Mouse is smoking cigarettes in that era.
Yeah, you can smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, smoke
we're not saying Woody doesn't know what a cigarette is.
Trying to find Mickey Mouse smoking cigarettes.
No, I'm trying to find Mickey Mouse
Mickey
drunk.
Mouse, yeah, does Mickey Mouse drink?
They ever show Mickey Mouse drinking?
Do they ever? Am I? What films are there? No, wait. Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Don't they get him drunk and make him a mule?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Woody knows what wine is.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still on
wine.
The fence.
He might know what alcohol.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think wine is like a pretty classic.
I don't think they're drinking wine on Woody's Roundup.
I think so.
And so he would only learn about grapes from a toy.
There's also grapes in North America. Like, they're native to North America.
On the frontier where the cowboys are?
They're probably fucking sending wine there.
Yeah, wine, exactly. But Woody's not a real cowboy.
Yeah. I can't imagine they're making a film in the 40s and 50s or like a puppet show where Woody's drinking wine.
I can't picture that. I can picture him shot in a whiskey.
And they say it's something like, you know, cordial, hard cordial, milk.
Exactly.
I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Can't imagine wine.
Or even just him drinking out of a thing that's got four X's on the side.
Yeah. Things I can imagine Woody eating as a puppet. Bread.
Yeah.
A hunk of cheese.
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe
porridge?
Maybe a sausage.
Sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah. No grapes.
He's not drinking wine.
Maybe an apple if we're going to go with fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you, he might know what an apple is.
Yeah.
He'd know what an apple is.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm giving you that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'd know what a grape is.
I'm on your side.
I think if he saw a pile of toy grapes on the floor, he'd say, what the fuck is this?
He wouldn't say
what
that.
What the fuck is in the bedroom now?
Would the toy grapes then like wiggle and try and be like
If they've got a face, yes. If not, because I don't think you ever see it on set. Like,
yes,
stuff,
you do.
Like
the
what?
The crane lady.
Yeah, but she's got human legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Because she was once a doll. She was once a doll with a life, with a personality.
Yeah.
And now she's got a crane on her head. So
but the crane is alive. And the crane
because of
the
doll.
So, but there's a toy crane.
Yeah, the toy crane's not doing shit, dude.
So the legs are controlling
the crane. Yes.
And because of the magic that is in the legs.
Wine was one of the most popular drinks in the American frontier.
Do you think on Woody's roundup they're showing him drinking wine?
But we've seen with the fucking toys that it does. If Woody's roundup set in the frontier, he's not. His knowledge of the frontier isn't just fucking. I know who Stinky Pete is.
Yeah,
he knows the frontier.
When does he talk about the frontier?
The whole thing with Woody's it's a plot point in Toy Story 2.
What, he says, I remember life in the old west?
No! The Roundup have exactly the same personalities and, like, knowledge that the in-universe...
They have the same personalities? I don't know if it ever establishes...
Buzz Lightyear knows space. It's the same shit.
No, if I put Buzz Lightyear in charge of, like, an Apollo mission, he would fuck it up.
Yeah. It's kind of like, do you know what wine is? Oh, I know what wine is. What is it?
He might know what wine is, but not know what grapes are.
Yeah.
He knows grapes and he drinks wine.
I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree, dude. I'm sorry.
I've done so much research.
I just don't think he knows grapes.
None of it's convinced me.
Yeah. Wait,
so the fact that wine was one of the most popular drinks in the frontier.
Yes. Yeah.
That's done nothing.
Because we're dealing with two different frontiers. The real frontier and Woody's Roundup's frontier.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to establish that in Woody's Roundup frontier, that if you are a cowboy, if you are a toy of a cowboy on a TV show about the Wild West, that gives you the knowledge, the toy gets the knowledge that the character gets about the Wild West, and that it's the real Wild West and not a fictional depiction of the Wild West from the 1950s.
Exactly. You're thinking about the tropes, so he would know the tropes.
Yes.
Like that the 40s and 50s thought about the
Wild
West.
He knows it's bad to get a snake in your boot.
Exactly.
He knows that there's gold in them hills, probably. Mm-hmm. Does he know what a grape is? I don't think so.
No.
I think you're very wrong. Right. And all information points to you being wrong, but you refuse to listen because you are an imbecile.
You're using real world facts.
Happens in Toy Story. How do they know anything in Toy Story how do they know how to speak?
Hmm? That's innate.
That's innate.
Rex the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Learns by watching TV.
Well, then they know what wine and grapes are from TV. Same thing.
If they've seen grapes on TV and someone said, this is grapes, yes, I concede.
No, I think it is innate, though, because Buzz is like straight out of the box. He knows how to speak. And
Innate.
But he has a mouth and also like a voice thing.
So does Rex. Rex squeaks.
Yeah, but he's got dinosaurs. So you're saying, okay, because what you're saying is that Woody.
Rex probably doesn't know what a comet is.
Mm.
No, but you're saying...
If you said, what's the Precambrian period or the Jurassic period?
No.
He wouldn't know.
What you're saying is that the toys only have the knowledge that the character they're portraying have.
Because we see that with Buzz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he thinks his laser's real, but it's not. He's a big dingus.
He has to learn that.
Got to learn that.
He learns that his knowledge is not accurate.
In fact, when they're straight out of the box, they would only learn or know what their character they're depicting knows. That's the magic of toys.
So, maybe Rex was taught English.
So, maybe Rex comes from a TV show where they are talking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he would have had to have learned how to spell and read and speak, because we know he can read because he uses the internet to talk.
Yeah, he's talking to other dinosaurs.
So, again, he needs to be able to,
he needs to pick that up.
To learn. So,
unless.
Comes from it. A TV show where there's a talking dinosaur.
Exactly. And Buzz doesn't know. He knows. The Buzz Lightyear of Star Command's version of space.
Yeah.
He doesn't know a realist. He couldn't give you, he couldn't really pilot a spaceship.
Nah.
So unless in Woody's Roundup, they depict a grape and someone said, and he knows what a grape is in Woody's Roundup, I don't think he knows what a grape is in real life.
Yeah.
You know what? You've convinced me just because I don't care.
Yes.
And a victory for the boys.
Oh, yeah. Feels good.
Feels good. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Send us photos of Woody eating grapes, because I guarantee you there is some.
If you find a photograph of Woody from Woody's Roundup eating grapes, I'll be extremely impressed. Goodbye.
And we've been the BS boys.
Hey, why is there grapes in this scene? Oh my God, there's grapes in their house. They know what grapes are. Exactly the situation I pitched of there being toy grapes happens in Toy Story. Yeah. Goodbye.
Thing innate. Doesn't know grapes innately.
Then I have to explain grapes.